This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. In what is being called an extraordinary phone call, U.S. President Donald Trump is heard pleading with election officials in the U.S. state of Georgia to find enough votes to overturn his pivotal loss in the state. The president called the votes cast for President-elect Biden corrupt and illegal, and disputed the accuracy of three separate vote counts in Georgia that showed President-elect Joe Biden had won. Take a listen to a clip from the call with the Republican Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, from Saturday.
The ballots are corrupt, and you're going to find that they are, which is totally illegal. It's more illegal for you than it is for them, because you know what they did, and you're not reporting it. That's a criminal offense. And you can't let that happen. That's a big risk to you and to Ryan.
At another point, the president said all he wanted to do was find 11,780 votes. Georgia previously certified President-elect Biden won the state by 11,779 votes. That's a difference of one vote. Audio snippets of the conversation with Raffensperger were posted online by the Washington Post. A recording of the call was later obtained by the Associated Press from a person who was on the call. In the hour-long call, President Trump sometimes assailed Raffensperger and sometimes flattered him and his office's general counsel, Ryan Germany, who was also on the line. The conversation was the latest step in an unprecedented effort by a sitting American president to reverse the outcome of a free and fair election that he lost. Vaccinations against the coronavirus are off to a slow start in the U.S., but the top infectious disease expert says he is holding out hope the pace will pick up soon. More on VOAnews.com.